Sagt mir schon weiter, man sagt das bei Babasra, Perik Ches, Mishnah Ches. Hiniach Bonais Gedoilais Uktanais. If a father passed away and he left both older daughters and younger daughters, take note, but no sons. So we know the halacha, when there are no sons, the daughters are the ones that yarshin it. Zakh the Mishnah, Ein hagedoilois misparnesois alektanis. We're not going to let the older ones take their clothing from the general estate, which would be at the expense of the younger ones. This is similar to what we learned in the previous Mishnah in regard to the general issues between the younger ones and the older ones, but here we're specifically zeroing in on daughters. The older daughters say, look, I know we didn't divide the money yet, but meanwhile, we need money for clothing. Well, that wouldn't be fair for the younger daughters. They need a lot less money for their clothing. So when they get older, they're going to need more expensive clothes that'll come from their share. But their older sisters got it from everyone's share. For that matter, v'loy haketanais, and the younger daughters aren't given nizainais. They aren't given their food al hagdoilais, at the expense of the older daughters. Little children need more food, like we explained earlier. So we're going to give them the food now from the general estate before it's divided, even if the older daughters also get their food, but it won't be the same amount. They're going to be getting less. And rather, cholkos b'shava, we divide the estate equally. Then everyone takes their food and their clothing from their own share. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, nasu gedailes. The older daughters are now getting married after the father passed away. The estate wasn't divided yet, but we still took what's the father's money, and we used it to marry off the older ones. So yisuk tanis. It's not fair, now we should divide the estate, and when the younger ones have to get married, the money will come only from their share? The older ones got their chasen expenses from the general fund. Everyone had to pitch in, because it was before they divided it. So therefore, what we're going to do is, we're going to take an amount of money that's equal to what the older daughters needed to get married, and we're going to set it aside for the younger daughters. The im amruktanais, if the younger daughters say, herianu noisais, kiderech, shenesasim atem, just like you got married, ein shaymilan. We don't listen to them. Now again, we already had this in the previous Mishnah, this idea. Let's say the older daughters got married. When the father was still alive, the father sat down, he wrote out the check to the caterer, to the musician, to the flower man, to everybody, to the batchen. Now the father passed away, and the younger daughters say, that's not fair. The older daughters got married from father's money, not from their share. So now we also want to get married from father's money. Everyone should pitch in. So here we say, ein shaymin lahen. No. The father gave the older daughters the money when he was still alive. Once the father passes away, the older daughters already got married, we can't do anything about that. The younger daughters are going to get married from their share, not from the whole estate. Zakh the Mishnah, Zech choymer babonis me babonim. In this way, the koyach of the daughters to inherit is stronger than that of the sons. Shehabonis nizainis alabonim. The younger daughters, they receive their mizainis at the expense of the sons. That's a tanai in the ksuba, that the younger daughters are going to get money for their food from the general estate. When the sons are going to get their Yerusha, they first have to pay out the mezainis that the younger daughters need. But the ein mezainis alabanis, the older daughters, they don't have to allow for the estate before it was divided to pay for the mezainis of the younger daughters. It'll only come from their chelik. This was not in the ksuba, that if there are only daughters, that the older daughters have to provide for the younger daughters. The Tanai Ksuba was only that the sons have to supply the daughters with mezainis. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that if a person left no sons, older and younger daughters, the older daughters can't take their clothes from the general estate because that's going to be much more expensive than the clothes for the younger ones, and the younger ones can't take their mezainis from the general estate because that's going to be more expensive than what the older ones need. Rather, first we divide everything amongst the daughters, and each one will take what they need from their share. The older daughters get married after the father passed away, before we divided the estate, we set aside that same amount of money for the younger ones, for when they get married. However, if the older daughters got married when the father was still alive, the younger ones can't say, well, father paid for it. That was everyone's money. So now we also want everyone's money to pay for our weddings. No, what happened when the father was alive happened when the father was alive. Now you're going to have to pay for the wedding from your share. And the Mishnah concluded by saying, Zechaim Rebabonis mi babonim. This is a Tanai Ksuba. When sons inherit the Yerusha, the little daughters receive their food before they divide it. But when there are no sons, then the little daughters can get their food only after it's divided, which would mean that it comes only from their share.